8:48 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show. We welcome you to a Thursday program, and normally we would be hearing from the mayor at 8:30. Kind enough this morning to give us the heads up. He was going to be a little on the late. They had some stuff to take care of, but we are glad to have him on now. Mayor Whalen, thank you for calling in this morning.
Good morning, Ed. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well. How are you doing today?
I'm great.
Good.
I'm good.
Good. Thank you. Good. So some good news. We heard that the promenade on Forest is going to be extended through January of 2021. Did that come out substantially better than we expected?
Well, you know, I think the feedback has been very, very positive. You know, it's we've just had all kinds of positive feedback on that from. As you may have seen, those who watched the meeting the other night, you know, primarily residents. I mean, we did quite a broad survey of people who've been to the promenade. About 60% of them, I think, were local residents. And we had, like, you know, 85%+ that were very favorable with the promenade and its layout. And so, yeah, good feedback.
Yeah, and I got to be honest with you, I'm a stickler about these things. I really am, and I wasn't expecting to like it so much. I really was, but it is. We're doing all the right things with the promenade, and that's an applause moment right there. Is there a point in time when we seriously consider it being permanent?
Well, we did give part of the direction we gave to staff last Tuesday night was, you know, go evaluate what it would take, or, you know, or what would be required for us to analyze, you know, a permanent move. I think, as I may have shared with you before, obviously one significant issue is the parking that is eliminated if you have a permanent, you know, promenade there. So staff's going to work on that. They're going to come back to us with, you know, an analysis of what it would take or what steps we'd have to go through in order to make something there permanent, either in its current configuration or maybe in a modified configuration.
Okay.
So we will be looking at that.
All right. And anecdotally, have you seen any evidence this summer that even, you know, with the amount of cars that we have here in the summertime, that there's a huge parking problem elsewhere around the promenade? Anecdotally, are you noticing that, or are you getting information about that?
Well, there was some information in the presentation the other night that there is capacity parking-wise around the downtown, really at a number of different locations. So we are not at capacity. You know, normally we're at nights and weekends. We're in the summer, we're at, you know, virtually 100% capacity. We're well below that now, you know, due to the pandemic. But, you know, ultimately, if it's a permanent thing, what you're going to have to plan for is, you know, a normal summer, a normal flow of people into town. So we'll be evaluating all of that. But for now, there's plenty of parking down there. So people should come down and shop and support the local merchants.
Agreed. Are we going to continue suspension of the trolleys through the end of the year?
Yes, we did. We've approved that, and we'll, you know, just with the health conditions and issues. We'll come back and look at that again in January.
Okay. And some of the trolley drivers themselves, I know that they were mask ambassadors a few weeks back when we started the mask ambassador program. If the suspension lasts beyond the first of the year, what happens to them? Do we keep them working, or do we put them in other spots, or what happens to the drivers?
Well, I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, we'd have to take a look at it and see whether there are other things we could have them do. Part of what we approved the other night, you know, was whether we are going to go out for a request with a request for proposals to companies to provide a contract with that would provide the trolley driver service perhaps more efficiently than we've been able to do it in the past. So don't know exactly. You know, we will look at, and we have looked for opportunities for some of the trolley drivers to do other things, as you pointed out, and we'll continue to do that, but I can't say for sure what ultimately the outcome will be there.
Okay, all right, that's fair. So you're gunning for us to once again be the most water wise city in the country. We held the title. What happened?
I know we got edged out at the end last year by a small city, I think, in the Midwest. But now we're back. This is the Wyland Water Wise Challenge, and you know, as I said in the press release, keep washing your hands, but do conserve water. It's so important to do that. And our residents have continued to do that. You know, what we do is now is the water district, we measure it back to 2013, which is the baseline the state has you measured back against. And we're still in double digits of, you know, savings percentage-wise compared to that 2013 baseline. So our residents are doing a great job with that. But, you know, please go online and cast your vote for Laguna Beach as the most water-wise city so we can regain the title.
Right. And above everything else, I think the thing I've learned the most since living in, it's been 20-plus years, but the thing I've learned from living in the city is to turn off the tap while I'm brushing my teeth. That I can't believe how much water that simple thing saves. So, yeah, that kind of works for me.
It's little things like that. It's absolutely right.
It really is, which leads me into this. It's a little things like masks. And I hate to have you have to answer for others, but with everything we know about what masks do as far as slowing the virus down, this past weekend there was a rally at Bluebird Park that didn't exercise proper social distancing or the wearing of masks. And it turns out it was attended by city employees for a city employee running for office who happens to work for the city manager. Was that a city-sponsored event?
No, none of the political rallies are city-sponsored events. They're, you know, independent of the city. So that was not city-centered or sanctioned, I should say.
Okay. Will the council be directing the city manager to maybe remind city employees not to flaunt state and city or state and county mandates for masks?
That was a non-city event, but I will say this, that I've said it every week, and I know you're on the same page with me. People need to mask when they can't socially distance outside. It just makes all the sense in the world. I think we are making progress as a community. One of the things that, I saw Huntington Beach yesterday. I mean, I've talked to their mayor. They've got a mask, you know, free mask giveaway program now and a big signs about mask up. So I think we've made some significant progress on that. Let's just keep, you know, seeing if we can't really improve, really suppress this virus with some smart, you know, simple acts of wearing a mask, right?
Agreed. Agreed, 1,000%. Finally, and again, this is a sticky one. I came in yesterday morning to nothing but phone calls about this. On Tuesday night, for the first time during the city council meeting, the Zoom meeting, didn't have our city clerk Lizette or Cheryl, the assistant, as the host, but instead the same city employee who happens to be running for office. Is that essentially the city advertising this candidate to every Zoom participant? And what do you say to those that say some city officials might be supporting her, you know, might be putting their thumb on the scale with that?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, Cheryl was the one that was queuing people up. So,
right. But when you went on to the, when you saw who the host of the meeting was, it had this person's name on it.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. You know, I didn't see that. She has assisted, over time with meetings. I'll take a look at that. Honestly, didn't see that. The only person I was interfacing with was Cheryl, who was queuing up the public comment.
And Cheryl does a great job. We absolutely love Cheryl when we call in, and she's always pleasant and nice. What's going on for next week? What are we looking forward to for next Tuesday?
A week off.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, actually, we've got a couple weeks off here. Our next meeting is September 8th, so we are taking a little break, as council typically does, in the second meeting of August. So that's some time off, and I think, you know, fairly well deserved. Frankly, we've been meeting extensively here since the pandemic came on, so we'll be back in force on September 8th.
Now, is there ever a time where you actually, like, turn off the phone? You're done. If you take that week off, will you actually take the week off, or we can probably catch you working a little bit?
Yeah, it's impossible to turn it completely off. Usually, what I'll do is I'll say, okay, I'll take a couple days and say I'm turning the phone off. I'm not going to do the email. But inevitably, you know, sometime during the week, you check back in and make sure everything's still on the rails.
Yeah. Mayor Whalen, we always appreciate your candor and your time with us on the phone. And I always, now I've got to tell everybody, turn that tap off when you're brushing your teeth, please. That's one of the little things you can do. And we do want to be the country's most water-wise city. Mayor Bob Whalen, thank you for stepping in this morning.
Thanks. Good to talk to you, Ed.
We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
You bet.
Bye.